Okay.
And before we officially begin, can I just get your full name, class year, today's date, and a little sentence about what you're going to talk about?
My name is Kathy Large. I graduated from Rosary in 1971. This is being recorded at our 51st reunion, June 11th, 2022. And I think I will talk about my time here as a resident assistant.
All right, perfect.
I was chosen. I had spent my junior year down at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. Prior 2 years were here at Rosary. When I came back to Rosary, the job was open for an RA. I applied, I interviewed, and they said, well, Kathy, since you've been away for a year and had kind of a big university experience, you've got the job. My charges were on the first floor Coughlin. They were all freshmen. One of the things that I remember most was our senior year, Ellen Havlick and I were on duty that Sunday. It was a nice spring afternoon, and there was a fire on third floor Coughlin. So Ellen and I had to run upstairs and use our pass keys and check every room. In so doing, we could see smoke, you know, beginning to build out in the hallway, and I remember going into the bathroom and getting just reams of paper towel and soaking them in the sink for just 2 seconds. And then I said to Ellen, we need to put these at our mouths and our faces and our eyes. And so we went down the hall. She took one side, I took the other. Meanwhile, the Oak Park River Forest firemen had been called and were making their way. The good news was no one was in their room. The fire had started in because of an ashtray. And caught the papers on top of the desk on fire, went up the curtains, across the curtain pull, and down the other side, and caught that side of the room on fire. The best news was it was a beautiful, sunny spring day. People were outside studying in the grass. Some of them had gone home, so we were very, very fortunate. The job as an RA was demanding, especially of freshmen. If you had freshmen, they were homesick. They weren't used to the rigorous studies. I spent a lot of time encouraging them. I had an autistic girl on my floor who needed a lot of reinforcement and gave Margie a lot of my time to accomplish that for her. I remember Marion McGee was our school nurse, did a wonderful job getting my mental health in better shape and just making sure that all of us RAs were doing okay, because it was a bit of a challenge. The 60s, late 60s, early 70s were not an easy time to be in school, but we made the most of it, and so I'm grateful for the experience as an RA. It's time I cherish, and it also got me my first job out of graduate school. My boss at that time said, Kathy, if you can wrangle 30, 35 freshmen, I think you can handle being a reference librarian at IU South Bend. So that job paid dividends down the road.
All right. Yeah, so let me see. I know you have to be at Mass in 6 minutes.
Okay.
If you want to just give one last closing statement, sort of tie everything together about how it feels to be here at Reunion, okay, and any thoughts about that.
Okay. I was blessed as an English major to have Sister Anna, Jean Crapo, and also Sister Clemente Devlin. They did a wonderful job teaching us literature, Chaucer, etc. And so today was especially nice to come back and see so many of my fellow English majors and share our stories. The curriculum was rigorous. We worked very hard for our B's, and if you got an A, they were tough graders, and things, you know, they had to be sharp and correct and punctuated and ready to roll. So we learned a lot of discipline, but the sisters were so incredibly dedicated to us that dedication has carried over to this day. Every one of my classmates today has made that comment, how big a difference the nuns made in their lives. They were wonderful role models for us. They were scholars, and they had good senses of humor, and they were playful at times, and for the most part, really fun to be around. I feel truly blessed to have had the Cincinnati Dominicans.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
We are. Not yet.